providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the second half of KER Politics. This is a bit of an anomaly in the political sector in the sense that I'm interviewing a gentleman who is a medical doctor and he is also a published author. I'm going to talk about his book, and as soon as I introduce the doctor, you're going to see exactly why I'm so interested in talking to him. The fellow's name is Dr. Tarek Katela. He's the author of a book entitled The Six Pillars of Advocacy, Embrace Your Cause, and Transform Lives. All of us on this program, all of my regular listeners, are attempting to do that. Unfortunately, some of you have the following philosophy, and this is quoting Dr. Katela directly. You're powerless to change the status quo, so you think. You're no match for the special interest embedded in the U.S. government. You've lost a battle before you've ever begun. But Dr. Katela is here to say, I'm here to tell you that none of that is true. And you explain why it's not true in your book, Sir, The Six Pillars of Advocacy, Embrace Your Cause, and Transform Lives. Doctor, you've got the mic. Why is that an untrue statement? Why? How do people make a difference in today's society, sir?
Thank you so much to you and your listeners, Al. So, yes, I mean, a lot of things seems to be very daunting job. And very difficult to achieve and at different levels. But if people really work hard and try to change them, then this happens. And I mentioned, you know, two or three examples in the book of, you know, how we made changes that was very difficult to make, or at least assumably it's almost impossible. One example I had is internationally, where we work with President Trump to save millions of people in Syria. And as you remember, I mean, President Trump was not interventionist, and he wanted to withdraw from everywhere. And so having him do save millions of people, that was something big that was hard to imagine before. But with hard work and with following the six pillars of advocacy that I mentioned in the book, that was achievable. Same thing, we had some bills that was supported by, that was locally here in the state of Indiana by the big corporation and for healthcare to make more profit. And we felt, well, this bill was going to hurt patient care and quality of care. And so we stood up to these large entities and corporations, and we were able to beat them in the state house and get rid of that bill and make sure that it doesn't become a law. So yes, things can be doable. It just need persistence. It need networking. It need to believe in your cause. And need to use some of these steps that I mentioned in the book on how to network and fundraise and educate and use some of these, you know, tools like media and meeting the legislature and so forth.
Well, Dr. Katela, let me ask you a question. First of all, I am very curious about the healthcare issues that you changed in Indiana. But what I'm very curious about, in addition to that, is I'm very curious about the situation in Syria. A huge amount of hardship existed for many of the Syrian people. And I'm curious as to how you approached the President, Donald Trump, and what you actually accomplished, sir.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's very bad situation there, and it's, you know, the worst refugee crisis since World War II, and it's, you know, where people wanted freedom and democracy like what we have here in the West, but they were faced with a brutal dictator who was supported by the evil power in the world, such as Putin and Russia and the Iranian militia and all that.
Right.
So these people, you know, did not get the support they needed to make that change into democracy and freedom and lack of corruption and all these good things that we, you know, are fortunate to have in the West, even though I know some people might argue about the, you know, the level of that, but we're still very fortunate to be able to elect our leaders and our government.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was, you know, I'll try to make it very brief because it's really a long story, but we knew that at that time, in 2018, Putin was going along with Assad against all the rebels and anyone who had control of lands outside the regime control. And so they basically besieged the areas and kept bombing it with these Russian air jets.
Mm-hmm.
Till eventually people surrender. And most of the time they surrender because of hunger. They don't allow any food to come to these areas. And some of these areas surrender after a few months, and some of them stayed for years because they were farming lands. And so they kill anyone who even tried to bring bread to these areas. And so after people surrender, they give them the option, you know, you can go to Idlib. And Idlib was on the border with Turkey. And so the Idlib people grew up from 1 million people to 4 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And then Putin decided, well, he's going to go and attack that area. And we were fortunate enough to meet President Trump at that moment. And, of course, the meeting did not come from nothing. It came from, again, following these six pillars of advocacy that, you know, are there in the book. And because it's not easy to meet President of the United States in the first place. And so we met with him. He was coming here to our state, to Indiana, to support the candidate, Senator Braun, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we told him about this story. We told him, well, there are 4 million people who are going to die. They have no place to go to because everyone used to go to Idlib, and now Idlib is going to be attacked, and there's going to be on your watch, and this, you know. And so his answer was, which surprised me, to be honest with you, was, well, we're not going to let this happen. We will wipe them off the earth. And I was surprised. I did not think that he's really going to be so passionate to protecting people from different nations. You know?
Right.
I told my friend who were with me, let's see, let's not tell the other community members about this and see, because we don't want to be embarrassed, you know. And they said, but we have to tell them what he told us. So anyway, next day, Secretary of State Pompeo tweeted about the issue and threatened Assad and Putin that it's going to be reckless to attack Idlib. And then we start feeling, well, this is serious now. And then the day after, President Trump himself tweeting about this. 10 days later, Erdogan, the Turkey president, and Putin, they signed an agreement, a ceasefire agreement, and the area was safe for the next year. When they asked President Trump about a month later in one of the press conferences, he said, yes, I stopped this. I heard from a Syrian woman. She told me about her family there. I read the same thing in New York Times, and I ordered Pompeo and Bolton not to let this happen. He repeated that twice. So, yes, we were able, against all the odds, to reach the United States president and to convince him of putting pressure on Putin to stop the killing of about 4 million people and make them refugees.
Dr. Cattell, we have to take a real quick commercial break here. I apologize for that. We're going to be back, though, in about 30 seconds, if I could get you to pick up here on this particular story. And then I would also like you to talk about medical situation there over in Indiana. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Dr. Tarek Cattell. He is the author of The Six Pillars of Advocacy, Embrace Your Cause, and Transform Lives. I'm going to be right back.